Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Well, we said goodbye to a country great over the weekend. You might remember him from this song from Jason Aldean. From complications related to coronavirus over the weekend. He was only 61 years old. He was just diagnosed last week. So tragic. It was a huge weekend for Garth Brooks. My heavens. Let's hear Chris Stapleton from last night's award show. Garth got the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for popular song. So let me explain what that is. So it's named after George and Ira Gershwin, who are iconic songwriters. They were brothers. And it recognizes, quote, a living musical artist's lifetime achievement in promoting the genre of song as a vehicle of entertainment, information, inspiration, and cultural understanding. So that's a huge honor for Garth Brooks. Trish Yearwood was there, in addition to Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, Keb Mo, Lee Bryce, Ricky Skaggs, Jay Leno hosted. It was a big, big night. But that's not all that Garth Brooks was up to over the weekend. That, by the way, was recorded earlier in the month and then just aired last night on TV. But Garth and Trisha performed together in Garth's Studio G. Let's listen to this.
The hour I first believed.
Everybody, when it says Studio G, love one another.
God bless you.
Yeah.
About it. Wow. I mean, she brings everyone to tears. I have chills just hearing that little bit of it. And speaking of Garth and Trisha, they're going to be performing live during an hour-long special on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on CBS. They'll be performing in the same studio where you just heard them doing Amazing Grace. They're teaming up with CBS to donate $1 million to coronavirus charities. Wow. Which is amazing.
Yeah. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. The Monopoly Collect and Win game at Acme features three different ways to win $1 million. Shop and play today. No purchase necessary. Hasbro is not a sponsor of this promotion.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, social distancing is not working out well for Carrie Underwood. You're going to hear why coming up. But first, over the weekend, we said goodbye to a country legend.
If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line.
Joe Diffie, one of my favorites when I first started listening to country music back in the 90s. He passed away from complications related to the coronavirus over the weekend. He was just diagnosed last week. He was only 61 years old. Wow. Kane Brown is one of the celebrities that's going to take part in Post Malone's virtual beer pong tournament.
All right. That
How
sounds
much
fun.
How fun is that? Yeah. So it'll be conducted via video chat from the celebrities' homes because, of course, of social distancing protocols. It's set to begin next week. So there's going to be two matches per night. It'll last for 8 nights. The prize includes a commemorative trophy and a wrestling belt. Other celebrities taking place are Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski. There's some rappers in there, even MLB players, and of course, Kane Brown. So each team has to pay an entry fee, and the winnings are going to go to charities fighting the COVID-19 virus. Well, so
I feel bad for Kane Brown because Gronk and Kelce are involved. Yeah,
seriously.
We know who's in the finals of this.
Yeah. I know. Right. So many comments that I'm just not making when it comes to those guys. And Dave, you had mentioned the strange things that you saw people doing in the park over the weekend. This might be something that would have made your list had you seen it. Let's hear it first.
You're annoying at it, both of you.
Wow. Okay. So that's Carrie Underwood and her husband. Her husband's trying to teach their son how to make a turkey call. So if we could hear it again, because if the first part is Carrie's husband, and then you hear the little voice trying to make the turkey call, which is cute, before Carrie gets super annoyed with both of them.
Hey,
you're annoying at it, both of you.
Wow. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I thought the kid did a great job.
I thought so, too. She must have just been in a mood. You know, like, I think that when you're used to being on the road all the time, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're cooped up in your mansion with your family. The struggle is real, Dave, is what I'm trying to say.
I understand. Do you want to tell her? You probably have 75 rooms in that house. You can go to a different one.
Somebody should tell her. But first, I want to hear your turkey call.
How's that?
It sounds more like a duck.
Oh, Donnie did. That's Donnie.
That's a duck, too. We're talking about turkeys.
Don't they do that?
They go.
How's that? Let's do Mike Fisher's again. And the kid. Andy wins.
I think she's just jealous.
Andy wins, yeah. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Viking Pest Control. Got pests? Call the Viking. Viking Pest Control.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We're going to hear what it would be like if Keith Urban were Garth Brooks coming up. No, that doesn't make any sense to you now, but it will. But first, it was a sad weekend. If you were a fan of 90s country, we lost Joe Diffie this weekend.
If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line.
My first country music songs that I just absolutely fell in love with when I started working in this format back in the mid-90s. I love Joe Diffie, and I'm really sad, man, because he died from complications related to the coronavirus. He was only 61. Wow. He was just diagnosed last week, so that hit him really, really fast. In better news, Garth Brooks over the weekend, we knew that this was happening because they recorded it earlier in March, but they just aired it last night. He won the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. So the award recognizes a living musical artist's lifetime achievement in promoting the genre of a song as a vehicle of entertainment, information, inspiration, and cultural understanding. So there were a lot of stars there with Garth, like Trisha Yearwood, Chris Stapleton, Keb Mo, Lee Bryce, Ricky Skaggs, and Keith Urban.
You shall be free.
So Jay Leno hosted that last night. And that's not it for Garth. He and Trisha are going to be performing live during an hour-long special this Wednesday, 9 o'clock on CBS. They'll perform from the same studio where Garth shoots his weekly Facebook Live show. And they're teaming up with CBS to donate $1 million to coronavirus charities.
Ooh.
So you want to watch that. And speaking of great causes and coronavirus charities, Howie Mandel, Ray Romano, and a bunch of other comics are going to be in Laugh Aid this Saturday to raise money to fight the virus. So that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear what Howie Mandel has to say about this, as much of a germaphobe as he is.
I know. He's so glad that everyone is able to relate with him right now.
Yeah, it's his dream come true. And Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. The Monopoly Collect and Win game at Acme features 3 different ways to win $1 million. Shop and play today. No purchase necessary. Hasbro is not a sponsor of this promotion.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.